in a universe as spectacular and as vast as the revelation illustrates, our world must be pretty important to the greater powers. For it is one of the few free worlds in our region of space. By that I mean relatively free, or trying to become free. This place has importance, and that means that your life has importance beyond your personal estimation. And this brings us then into greater matters. For most people have been conditioned to think about God and revelation in certain ways, and to distrust anyone who would claim or who could provide a revelation. A large portion of the world thinks that a revelation cannot come, as if God has nothing more to say to us, to the whole of us, to all of us. Or that a previous messenger would return, perhaps in a different form, but it would be that same individual. But messengers never return to the world that they serve. If you were to think about this, you would see why. Even on a very practical basis. There'll be no returning of the Maitreya and the Imam and the Jesus Nikar to this world. Or should they come, they would provoke violence on a level we can hardly imagine. It is not the will of the Creator that we should descend into the chaos of war and contention, especially over our very limited religious understandings and our contentious and divisive assertions. So someone new is sent. That has no history, no recognition, no prestige. Because it is a new revelation and not a confirmation of a past one. And I'd like you to consider that the Creator has no obligation to fulfill our prophecies, our expectations, or our preferences. So revelations that are truly new do not do this.